Well, hello again. I'm Darius Stover with the Nebraska Health Department. This presentation ties into a couple other presentations. I'm going to talk about a worksite wellness survey and specifically health, safety, and wellness practices in Nebraska's transportation and warehousing sector. So quickly, what is transportation and warehousing? This industry includes truck, rail, air transportation, also warehousing, storage, other related activities. I do want to say that Nebraska is in the center of the continental U.S., so transportation warehousing is important distribution. We have we're within about 2 trucking days away within most states. What about the workers that work in transportation and warehousing? Well, in Nebraska, compared to all Nebraska workers, when we look at our BRFSS data, we find that transportation and warehousing or in T&W workers have higher rates of fatal and non-fatal occupational injury and illness. They also report higher prevalence of self-reported chronic diseases like diabetes, overweight, and obesity, also high blood pressure. They also report higher prevalence of certain health risks and behaviors like smoking, sleeping less than 7 hours, getting less than 7 hours of sleep, and not eating fruits and vegetables. So again, what we wanted to look at is, do these workplaces, work sites in Nebraska and transportation, have policies for worker health, safety, and wellness? So we did a sub-analysis on Nebraska's Worksite Wellness Survey. This is a survey to businesses and worksites that provides information on worksite wellness policies and different practices. It's a stratified randomized sample of worksites with 10 or more employees, and it goes to the HR representative or the worksite wellness representative. There were surveys conducted in 2010 and 2013. So we combined 2 survey years together, which led us to about 2,800 total Nebraska work sites that responded to the survey. And out of these, a pretty small number, but we had about 77 transportation and warehousing work sites that that responded to both surveys. So first, we looked at safety. We found that transportation work sites really had a higher percent of safety policies when compared to all Nebraska industries. So 95% reported having a seatbelt policy, requiring seatbelts for drivers. That was much higher than for all industries. They also had a higher percent of reporting having a safety committee, and also a higher percent of offering injury prevention education. Next, we looked at health education. We found the opposite. We found fewer transportation work sites offered health education compared to all Nebraska work sites. So only 14 offered stress management education, 16% offered healthy eating education, and 18% weight management education. Next, we looked at worksite wellness. Only 11% reported having a worksite wellness or a health promotion committee. This was lower than the percent for all Nebraska worksites. Finally, we looked at wellness barriers. So this was interesting. We found that lack of employee interest was reported to be the main barrier for implementing wellness, 63%. And the work sites reported, only 7% of work sites reported lack of management support for implementing worksite wellness. So there's a discrepancy in those two numbers, again, this was reported by work site HRs or representatives. A few quick limitations and considerations. We had fewer than expected transportation work sites that responded to the survey, so we're addressing this by oversampling this industry group on our next iteration of the survey. And finally, we didn't look at differences in industry size, which could impact this data. A few just takeaways here. We feel that worksite wellness surveys can provide useful information on both health and safety business practices. So if you can add safety questions in the survey, it's useful. We still think there's gaps in transportation related to worker access to health, safety, and wellness programs and policies. And finally, transportation work sites we think are good candidates for total worker health programs because there's considering the health of these workers and maybe gaps in what they have for health education and wellness activities in these work sites. That's my presentation. If anyone has any questions, let me know.